Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, think you know tea? Well, then you haven't tried Tiesta tea. Tiesta tea is my favorite tea. Whether hot or cold, you're going to find a flavor profile that fits your needs. Tiesta tea is on a mission to create loose leaf tea beverages with premium ingredients. Tiesta tea segments their teas down to 5 functional categories based on each tea's natural health benefits. This way, you can choose your tea based on what you need it to do for you. Then pick a flavor profile that fits your taste. Whether hot or cold, this gives you a natural way to energize, slenderize, boost antioxidants, boost immunity, and relax. Get 15% off your next online order with the code JBTV15. That's JBTV15 for 15% off your next online order. Once you go loose, you never go bagged. Tiesta Tea, a bold tea for a bold you.
Welcome to the JBTV Podcast. Each and every show is dedicated to great music lovers. And on this edition of our JBTV Podcast, we are featuring a brand new band. Are you ready? The podcast starts right here, right now.
New music now.
I'm Russ.
I'm Luke Davis.
I'm Calvin.
And this is a great, great band, The Happy Fist. Do you like your first motion graphic?
I love it. It's so cool. And he chose, like, the best picture of us, I think. Yeah.
Where'd you take that picture
at? I was in front of, like, a garage in Washington, D.C. Googled, like, cool walls, and that's what came up. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Somebody's going to say, that's my garage. Yeah. I want royalties.
Yeah. We're waiting.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
So give me some background on you guys, because I know absolutely nothing. I just love your music, though.
All right. We formed in 2016. Ross and I had just graduated high school, heading into our first year of college. We got together, started writing some songs, and just wanted to release some music for our friends and family. Put it out on Spotify right before leaving for college, and then got on a playlist one day. We woke up and we were on the charts, like top like 50 in the world, and we were like above Frank Ocean. It was awesome.
Wow.
Nothing against you, Frank. You're awesome. It was like literally for a day. So, but yeah, after that happened, like I remember just like I'd be in the middle of class and then I'd like an email that was like someone from Atlantic being like, I showed your record to Dr. Dog. And then I'd just like run up and like call Ross and be like, Dr. Dog, listen to our music. Yeah. And then after that first semester, it's just like my passion for like doing rock and roll is just like, it was just too strong to ignore, so I was just like, I gotta leave school. Yeah.
Well, you know, that must have been so exciting. Here you are. I don't want to be in this stupid class.
Yeah.
I gotta get out.
Yeah, I was doing classical cello for like 12 years, and I was in conservatory for classical cello.
Oh, wow.
And I love Bach, I love Mozart, but it was just like, my soul is just...
What does Bach go? Dun, 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 dun.
Beethoven. It was Beethoven.
Well, Beethoven. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Luke joined the band the last. We actually hired him to drum on the EP
for
$70.
Yeah, my college was like 10 minutes from where they were recording, and I'm best friends with his brother. So his brother's like, oh, we know a drummer. And so they hit me up, and I was like, at the time, they're like, we'll give you $70. And I was like, $70? That's so much money. And so I like went out, and I ended up doing it, and then I didn't hear from him for 2 weeks. And they're like, hey, it's kind of going really well.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to leave school.
Yeah. Well, you got to follow your passion. Life is too darn short, as you already know.
Yeah.
And so you got to do what you love doing, you know?
Yeah.
So you go from classical to rock and roll. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah, it was a very weird transition because I thought I would be like well like seasoned to do rock and roll, but like I did not practice with a metronome or anything when I was doing classical. So like they're all grooving and stuff, and I'm like, how are they doing it so evenly? Yeah, so I feel like I'm getting better day by day.
No,
so.
You're doing awesome. And I think all music blends together now. It's not, you know, one music is different than the other. It's like, but to hear cello, you know.
Yeah.
I always remember when we did the Siamese Dream show with the Smashing Pumpkins, and they had the cello on that show, and it's just so rich, you know. Yeah. It adds so much to rock music.
Yeah, I know. I love Smashing Pumpkins. Tonight, the cello line in the beginning is beautiful. Yeah.
It's amazing how those little sounds are so important to music, you know.
Yeah.
So, but you all sort of sing, so it's sort of hard to follow. First, you're singing, then you're singing, then you're singing.
I think
sounds cool. I like that.
Yeah. We didn't plan on having him sing. He insists on singing. So
more of I think when Calvin wrote all the songs, we kind of were like fooling around, and then we kind of all realized we could sing. They kind of did it, and then we figured out where our voices best fit.
He's got like the Eddie Vedder, like the gritty, and then Ross is like the beautiful, like he gets all the girls swoon, and then I just get all like the filler notes that are like real high up. So
well, you're all doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should be so proud of it. Where'd you record your album at?
We recorded in Diamond City Studios in New York City. At the time it was in the Financial District. They moved to Brooklyn recently. We recorded with
Too expensive in the Financial District.
We recorded with Ayad Alatami. He used to be a synth player in Passion Pit, and then he started his own project called Team Spirit, which performed here in 2012, I believe.
Now they're what, managing or what?
Ayad is managing us, and then the guitar player Kieran, who also did backing vocals, he's our business manager.
Yeah, you know, it's so cool to have musicians that understand music and understand the artistry of it and all the crazy stuff that goes on when you're on tours and everything. So someone that actually has done it and lived it.
Oh, it helps a lot.
It means so much.
Yeah. I mean, when we started this, all I thought was important were like the notes. Like that's like all I knew about. And then like we started doing this.
It's
business.
The feeling.
Yeah.
It's like anybody can play, as you know, classical music, but then there's the people that put that heart and soul into it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, anybody can play those notes, but then it takes that special artist to take it to the next level.
Yeah, I like that.
You're doing
your
it.
Mom. Oh, thank you. it's so nice of you to say.
I'm so excited to have him here. Anyhow, the happy fits on this edition of JBTV. We have a lot of great music, like our first song on our JBTV HD stage. What will it be?
Too Late.
Good. Tell us about this one.
This was a song I wrote after going to like a summer music camp, and there was this girl there that like I really loved, and she already had a boyfriend, so I was just a little too late. So that's what this song was about. Yeah. And it ended up being our biggest song yet. So
Fitz is getting spicy.
You must have dreamt about her a lot.
A lot, yeah. Actually, the second song is also about her too. So but it's over. You're done. We're done. It's
you
like,
know,
I'm over.
If you're that lady out there, you sure missed out. Anyhow, here it is right now on JBTV, the happy Fitz with Too Late.
How's it go, Chicago? Well, thank you for skipping church to be here. This is awesome. We're going to start off with a little ditty called Too Late. I'm a little too late. in the bushes. They came around and it was some malicious. Everybody loses control. I'm a little scared of myself. Find the people, don't you come near a cheater. Just you believe that you are born enough. I could be old, I didn't know. Like exchanges from candy reading strangers. I just wanna be with you. I wanna be with you tonight. But I'm a little too late. Give it up for Ross on guitar, everyone.
Toys become a move with the seasons. Winter's gone and so has your reason. So will desire keep you cool and go out high. It's true. I wanna be with you tonight. But I'm a little too late. I'm a little too late. I'm a little too late. Too late, too late. Commission, even when it's dirty, I'd find it delicious. Everybody loses control. I'm a little scared of myself. Find a keeper, don't you come near a cheater. Just you believe that you were born enough. I could be old, I didn't know. I could be old, I didn't know. I'm passive notes of all the secrets we know from half the Filipinos. I just wanna be with you. I wanna be with you tonight. But I'm a little too late.
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't wanna, you always, it's sometimes too late. It's never, you know, anyhow.
Yeah.
But sometimes you could have been too early too. So,
yeah,
you
know. Yeah, that's happened to me sometimes. Yeah. That's like my first.
And you sort of end up with nothing at the, well, anyhow. It's a great edition of JBTV. I got the Happy Fits in the studio. Now, our second song on our JBTV HD stage. What's next?
It's called So Alright Cool Whatever, as we shorten it to SACWA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
SACWA?
SACWA, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's basically just about, you know, being infatuated with someone and just like not being able to do anything about it. So
the same woman.
Same woman.
Does she know?
Yeah.
Any
no,
of this?
She doesn't know. But
she
it's like it's fine because we're good friends now. Like I got over
really?
It. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
control. I wanna be barely eyeing in awe. When you make me lose control, I wanna be barely eyeing in awe. When you make me lose control, I wanna be barely eyeing in awe. When you make me lose control,
stay tuned. We have a lot of music on this edition of JBTV. We're giving away some signed set lists and posters. All you got to do is tell us, you know, more about this band, what you like, you know, songs you like and everything. Have people come up to you and said some of the music has changed your life yet, or is that too soon?
Changed their lives?
Yeah. Because, you know, music is such an integral part of people's lives.
Yeah. You know? We get like, sometimes like people will be like, I was in a really like bad place or
it's
like.
Usually that. It'll be like someone's in a very rough spot and they're like, you got me through whatever it may have been. Yeah. And
there
so
was a
that
kid
definitely
who,
is huge.
He went to the Parkland High School and he said that after the shooting, like he was very, very depressed. And mm-hmm. when he came to our show, he said that like it was like our music that helped him out of it. I like to think that that's like possible. It's like insane.
Oh, that's very possible.
Yeah.
And music means so much because, you know, people are having relationships just like you or I and this girl, you know. That's happening right now with your music. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was so exciting. But you've heard it on the radio too?
Yeah. We've heard it on a few stations. Like sometimes people will like put on Instagram like them hearing our song on Sirius mm-hmm. and like, that's awesome because SiriusXM, I can't even afford to like pay for that. So, yeah,
it's so exciting though to hear your stuff and be, you know, that people are out there actually listening to your music.
Amazing.
You know,
yeah.
And we just found out recently we just got on a Samsung commercial too, but it wasn't it was like the guy opening up a tablet and then it's our album cover. So that was like my dad like calls me. He's like, I'm watching the game and I just saw your album on TV. Yeah. So it was super super. Yeah. Cool.
It goes from get a job, get a real job. What are you doing with this music? Oh, son, you're doing great. We're so proud of you.
Yes. It's definitely like a 180. It's like you know the day when your parents are like, you know what, keep doing this. You're like, okay, sweet.
I actually lived with Ross for like 8 months because my parents kind of like, they kind of kicked me out when I was like, I'm doing rock and roll.
If you're not
going
to do classical cello, you're out of here.
Yeah, that's basically it. So, yeah, I just live with Ross. And
cello and a rock band?
They got over it, though, so.
Well, that's good. They always do.
Yeah.
You know? Well, parents are always looking out for the best for their kids,
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they always want to have you to be better than they ever were.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part, you know, because they want you to follow. But in life, you got to follow your passion, your dreams. Don't let anybody change it, you know?
Yeah.
So cool. So how's the tour going? Is this the end of your tour? Or?
Yeah.
This is day like 50.
Okay, tell us about the 50 days of this tour.
All right. I think we've done, 36 shows? Mm-hmm. 37 maybe, including this one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We drove through the night last night from Columbia mm-hmm. after playing a show. Yeah. And then, we're on like 1 hour of sleep. So mm-hmm. Definitely hanging in there. It's awesome. But we're excited. I mean, it's been crazy because it was our first support tour in the beginning. And that was like, how many shows? It was like
28. Yeah.
And they just got a new booking agent. So the routing was like, they would come every day and they'd be like, guys, we're sorry. This is crazy. Because it would be like, play a show, 4 hours drive, play a show, 4 hours. And it was like seven shows in 7 days or
seven shows in six days. Once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Had to drive like 2 8-hour shifts on that through the night and then play a festival. And it was just like, hopefully we can do this for another
in the rock and roll dream. So
we love it.
We found out the more exhausted we got, the better our playing was. Mm-hmm. So there's something to that.
Oh, how does it sound? Our tour manager is like, it's the best you've ever seen. Yeah. We're like, sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah. Because you're playing from the heart, you know.
It is exhausting.
Yeah. Okay, what's next on our JBTV stage?
We got Best Tears.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the song.
Those are the best tears you can have, I guess.
Yeah, right? It was a song I wrote while I was in high school. I was having having a real bad time. And I was talking to one of my dad's friends, and I was telling him how bad of a time I was having. And he was just like, well, you got to watch out, because those are, like, the best years of your life, you know? Mm-hmm. I was like, these are the best years? Like, these are kind of awful. But, yeah, so that, it was written when I was just, like, I was a dumb kid. But wow. So, yeah, it gets pretty dark.
You've grown a lot.
Yeah, no, these are definitely the best years of my life right now. Like, this is awesome.
Actually, I said best tears. It's best years.
No, it is best tears.
It is best tears. Yeah, oh, I thought pun. It was years.
No, because, like, it was, like, high school are supposed to be the best years of your life.
These are the best tears. Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's, you know, I'm sure everyone knows there's lots of crying in high school. So.
There's been a lot of crying around here, let me tell you, because we had Chris Vicente, right-hand guy pass away with a brain aneurysm, and that was difficult. Awful. But it's good to cry, you know?
No, you gotta get it out.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, I'm over it now, you know, and everything. But
music helps too, definitely, with the process. God,
music has been my inspiration and my savior. I've gone through stage 4 cancer, and I've had so many great bands on, so I'm just playing all these songs in your head, you know, and everything. And my surgeon was listening to the Wombats during my surgery.
Which album?
I don't remember. Okay. You're asking me, the host, that's supposed to know stuff? No, don't ask me. No, but he was playing, and I had it so that he came down and visited us for a live show prior to Lollapalooza. They played a year or so ago. Mm-hmm. And he came in, so it's not often you get your surgeon to hang out with a rock band and realize today's doctors aren't the doctors that, you know, our fathers had, you know. And today's medical care is insane, so it's so...
This is crazy. Like, thank you for coming out. Yeah, this is awesome.
Do smile and dry those eyes, so all the girls and bad boys made you cry. Well, you know, those were the best years of your life. Shoot for the moon. Straight play, stay grounded, be weak. Though you're the same here, speaks ice but sounded. You shouldn't stare at the light, that's where you're going. You gotta keep moving and moving to the sound of the beat. You'll get there in time unless you stop your feet. And dry those eyes, so all the girls and bad boys made you cry. Well, you know, these were the best years of your life. Of your life. Look cute in leather boots and makeup brings you down. Just buy a noose, so at least you can go ahead and help. Some reserves, kid. Don't waste potential. Try your best, just like your father did. Success is mental. Please show us and tell how your life's not going straight to hell. These keepers and creepers wanna sit in your head. They'll fall out of line and they'll be shot and dead. And dry those eyes, so all the girls and bad boys made you cry. Well, you know, those were the best years of your life. Of your life. Look cute in leather boots and makeup brings you down. Just buy a noose, so at least keep your head held way up high. Goes on by. Thank you.
Now, you guys have got to stay healthy on the road. You do realize it. I realize you're listening out of college or through college or whatever, but you got to always stay on top of your health.
You know? That is very true. We our first tour ever, we were really good with going to Planet Fitness. We go every other day. Mm-hmm. This entire 50 days, we have not gone once.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, 50 push-ups. Come on.
I'd probably just fall asleep.
Yeah, honestly.
No, we don't want to push you. Now, who's the designated driver when you do the touring?
We switch off.
Because they just both turned 21, so definitely they're having some fun. But yeah,
this would be my senior year in college, so I'm just trying to live it up.
Have someone else drive you though, because it's too much effort. You guys gotta, you know, pay attention to music, get your rest and everything.
Is it okay if I ask you a question?
Sure.
I was gonna. What's your crying song?
That's God.
Or your artist.
There are too many.
There's too many? All right. If you had to choose one, though.
I don't have one.
You don't have one? Oh, okay. No. All right.
That's fine. What's yours, man?
Yeah.
Dude, you know the Cinematic Orchestra? They have that song, To Build a Home. Or a house. I don't know. It's a home or house.
To Build a Home, I think. Yeah, I cried to that song. That's a great song. Yeah, that's a very pretty song.
What have I cried to? Radiohead? Best of You by Foo Fighters? Man.
Fix You by Coldplay.
I'm just screaming in my shower. My parents are like, shut up, dude. I'm like, okay.
I guess a crying song for me would be Dust in the Wind, because that's the one that, Chris passed on, so right during that song. So we were all there. You know, here's a guy that's living the rock and roll lifestyle, you know, like almost famous, and because he was in IT and, you know, that corporate crap, you know how that is, you know. Yeah. And he got to live his rock and roll lifestyle here, so that was amazing.
That's awesome. That is amazing.
And he was a big fan of you guys.
We've heard, Faisal was telling us. That's awesome.
I guess Chris is going to be in every interview from this point on. Yeah. I hope you're enjoying it, Chris. And if you're up there and above, you know, we need help all the time. So anyhow, this is a great edition of JBTV. I got the Happy Fits in the studio. What is next on our JBTV HD stage?
We got a song called Mary.
Mary.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Another lover of yours.
Actually, you could say that. It's actually, so it's a song, it's about, like, basically drug addiction. Mm-hmm. Mary's short for marijuana. Mm-hmm. I know you can't technically get addicted to marijuana, but it was written, when I was getting, just not being productive at all and just, like, smoking every day. So, yeah, it's about that feeling. I'm just
the
like,
sweet Mary Jane. Yeah. Here she is, Mary, right here, right now on JBTV with the Happy Fits.
Mary's an animal, sick as they come. A taste of a cannibal, on top of her tongue. She'll fill you with love and then a drink of your blood. She's trying to kill me, but I just want your. Feel like a woman. Memory's an animal, sick as they come. A taste of a cannibal on top of a tongue. She'll fill you with love and I drink of your blood. She's trying to kill me, but I just want your.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love smoking pot.
Yeah, I know, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you, if it wasn't for marijuana, I wouldn't have survived my cancer like
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, I heard it.
You know, because when you go through chemotherapy, you start losing weight. I gained 35 pounds. Yeah. You know?
My brother used a lot of CBD too when he was going through that.
Oh, is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. All my family has gone through it, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm the only one. But yeah, I mean, it's done wonders. So it's definitely a miracle plant. For sure.
Yeah, it sure is. And thank God it's going to become legalized all throughout the country. It's a great edition of JBTV. We have a lot of music on the show. Now, another live song. What's next?
It's called Heart of a Dancer.
Yeah.
This one is right when I was thinking about leaving school. And I was like, how do I tell my parents? So this is how I decided to tell them. I was like, Lucifer came to me and told me to be in a rock band. So that's what this one's about.
You got to get out and get a real job.
Yeah, basically. I was like, no, Mom, I got the heart of a dancer. So
like land a kickapoo a little bit in a weird way.
Yeah.
Just like, it reminded me of that for sure.
Yeah. I should have been like heart of a rocker, but dancer just sounded nicer. I cannot dance. So that's why I think it's hilarious. Because I have the heart of a dancer, but I don't have the moves of the dancer. So.
I never could either. I just, you know.
I was feeling that. Yeah.
I don't even do that.
I just started. We watched it was the Talking Heads documentary. Was it Stop Making Sense?
Mm-hmm.
And his dance moves were so inspirational.
Like, I had never really listened to Talking Heads, and the last thing if you told me a month ago I was gonna watch a full documentary at like
half,
four
yeah.
in the morning on Talking Heads, I would have been like, okay. And then we were just like, this guy rule. Like, this band's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, he definitely has an aesthetic that Calvin might be pulling out soon.
Yeah, definitely big inspiration.
Oversized suits.
Yeah.
Works every time.
All right, we're going to try to play the fastest song of our set now. And we need your help. I'm going to start super slow on this cello. Luke's going to come up with his bass drum. You just have to clap along to the bass drum. Just gradually make it faster and faster. We'll just keep going until it's like ridiculously fast. Like till you see Luke turn like red. Like that's how fast we're gonna go.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Let's see how far we can go. My name, but I cannot be found. I was falling through the flames of such a lovely sound. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Let me dance like a fuck on the city whiskey. Keep my hands out the world and it's beautiful. I'm in love with the groom and the girl, he loved me. Oh, my, oh, the heart of the dancer. Up to me, he said, boy, you're gonna lose yourself if you believe in you. And you. And I showed him my crazy beats and turned him cocky. Now I have the sound of the beat. It's true. It's true. Oh, I have a freelancer of horrible dances, but the sweat is my heart when I'm. They see me and I shake my booty and all of my teenage societal deviations. Let me dance like a bug on a student's feet. Keep my hands out the world and it's
A lot of great music on this edition of JBTV. Let's see one of your music videos that you've made.
Oh, maybe for the next song, Hungry People.
That's Hungry People. We actually filmed that in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Right by Wrigley Field. Yes.
Wow,
yeah.
A Chicago connection. I love it.
Yeah. Yes. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. So this film student, his name's Reed Carson. Mm-hmm. Love you, Reed. He hit us up and he was like, I want to do a video for you. And we were like, we don't have money. Mm-hmm. This was like 2 years ago. And then he was like, that's okay. We were like, what? Mm-hmm. So on Twitter, I think we were like, to our fans, we were like, if y'all want to be in a music video, mm-hmm. come out like before our show and we'll do this. And like 20 people came out or something. And we were like dressed in suits and they all dressed up really nicely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they're all in the background just like banging in suits.
It's a very goofy video, but it's definitely, the song's about like Calvin says when he got that call from like Atlantic or whatever, it's that feeling of like the first lyrics are like good news. They're coming for you. They're going to take you out of hell. So it's like, big dreams don't mean anything if you're a product that can sell. So it's kind of like a, I'm going to be famous. I don't care. Kind of like, I'm so excited. But so it's definitely adds that goofy vibe to the music video.
Fun thing about the music video, I bought 4 guitars on Let Go and Offer Up. Mm-hmm. We were in Wisconsin and I drove around for like 2 hours finding these like $10 acoustic guitars so we could smash them all.
We woke up and we're like, why do you have all these guitars? And he's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. And then we get to the shoot and we're like, we just smashed all of them. It was fun.
Wow. Did you get hurt in any of the smashing guitars? Or?
No. I think everything was good for the most part. We stuffed one with fake bananas. We smashed it, but it didn't really come out well in the video. But
what do you mean fake bananas?
Well, so we have like these merch items. One's like a stress banana, mm-hmm. and so you can like squeeze it. And then we have ones for oranges because our EP was a banana, and our album's an orange.
Oh.
And we were like, well, let's just like, we had a bunch of them on us. We were like, let's just stuff them in the guitar and see if anything cool comes out. Nothing cool came out, but the guitar broke. Well, you can't really see them. You can kind of see them.
It works. It works.
You want the banana to ooze out everywhere.
Yeah, it's hard when they're styrofoam to ooze. So
you got to have the real deal. That's where you went wrong. Yeah.
Photoshop, it's black and black.
Okay, we're talking about bananas and oranges and a lot more. We have a lot of great music on this edition of JBTV with the Happy Fits. Now, another live song.
This one is called Relimerance, and yes, it is a made-up word. But limerence is the real word. That it's the feeling you get when you have loved someone, and then you haven't seen them in like a very long time, and then you see them again, and then all those feelings just like rush back instantly. So it's Relimerance because it, like, it kept happening over and over to me at one point in my life. And it actually happened a lot to our tour manager, Tyler. He was having a similar thing with this girl that he used to date. So yeah, this song was just written about just trying to like get over that and like overcome that. So.
Man. Long sleeves, good idea today. Good idea, Luke.
Sometimes I'll just swallow an entire horsehair.
Don't spend your money on a broken jar of honey, man. It's sweet, but it sure will last you long. And you'll be complacent when you find the love that's patient. Don't you weep when the night finds you alone. But God, she kills me for sure. The sweet remembrance. It's just that if you are okay when you talk. I could only make believe, but I know you never loved me. I could die a million times and I'd still wake up at your door. I'd still wake up at your door. I'd still wake up at your, wake up at your, wake up at your. She stays
where you are,
she can't
talk, but you know she'll never love you.
She moves
far away.
That
she held you so close,
so
she loved you.
I could only make believe, but I know you never loved me. I've been gone a million times, and I still wake up at your door.
She stands
where you are,
she can't
talk, but you know she'll never love you.
She moves
far away
between
all the day that she held you so close, so she loved you.
Feels like I
Okay, another live song right here, right now on JBTV. What's next?
We got Hungry People coming up.
Yeah. This is the one you made that awesome video for.
Yes, we filmed it right here in Chicago. It's just about like, I woke up one day when I was in college and like, it was like the president of Elektra called me and he was just like, we want you guys to
only
come to
New York. Only the
president. Yeah. We want you guys to come to New York City and like play for us. And I had no experience in the industry and I didn't understand like that's called like a showcase or anything. Mm-hmm. So I like literally on the phone, I was just like, are you guys like signing us? Is that what's happening? I literally asked that to him. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, no, just like come to the New York. So yeah, this is also, just about that feeling.
When you did the show, wasn't the lady like, do you want a DI? And you both were like, what's a DI?
Yeah, we didn't even know what basic like stage gear was. We probably played like one show before that show.
In a bar in our hometown.
We brought our parents to the showcase too. And we were wearing shorts and we made this like,
weren't you really not wearing shoes either?
Yeah, we were barefoot and we had like this really DIY banner that we made and we hung it up and it fell down like halfway through the showcase and our parents were all there like clapping. It was so unprofessional.
That's
but
so funny.
We had no idea. Like, we had absolutely no idea.
I wish they filmed like, that. I would love to have seen
that. Oh, we have it on camera.
You
but,
do?
Yeah, but just it's us. You can't see because all the suits are in the background just like standing there.
That's true.
Yeah. But like,
but they saw the talent. It didn't matter if the banner fell.
I don't know if they saw the talent. They saw two sweaty high school boys. Luke wasn't even there yet.
Yeah, he's like, I just heard about
it. Yeah, we had a different drummer at the time, so
He didn't work out, you know. Yeah. They were only paying him $20.
Yeah.
Man, if I got $20 still, I probably would have done it easy. Man. $20 at the time, that was like a sandwich.
You know, these are bad negotiations here. Your costs are going down.
I know.
They got to keep going up.
I'll just do it for free, man.
This is the JBTV way. We do things for free here at JBTV. It's all about the love of music, and that is so important.
And show me up, I'm beautiful. This Photoshop, this black and black. Oh, I know I am, and I don't care. I see the light, Versace, Versace, Versace. I'm dying, I'm gonna wear it, gonna wear it, gonna wear it. All the time I said Versace, Versace, Versace. I'm dying, I'm gonna wear it, gonna wear it, gonna wear it. All my friends have so many plans to be the next one giving a word. All my friends have so many plans to next one giving a word. I'm not smiling, they're not people, they're just so busy. All my friends have so many plans to be the next one giving a word. Good news, they're coming for you, they're gonna take you out of hell. Bad dreams don't mean anything if you're a product that can sell. Just hit me down or shut me up, I'm beautiful. It's Photoshop, it's black and black. Oh, I don't like it. Hell, I don't care. I see the light Versace, Versace, Versace. I'm gonna wear it, gonna wear it, gonna wear it. All the time I say Versace, Versace, Versace. I'm gonna wear it, gonna wear it. All my friends had so many plans to be the next one giving a whoop. All my friends had so many plans to be the next one giving a whoop.
The Happy Fits in the studio now, another live song.
We got Grow Back coming up.
Yeah.
So Grow Back, it came out of, we have this song Drink that was on our EP. And mm-hmm. I was reading through comments on YouTube, as you shouldn't do. And someone was like, the art of storytelling and songwriting is dead. And I was like, I could change that. So I decided to write a story about this woman who's about to like get lobotomized in an insane asylum, but she knows she's not crazy, so she's trying to escape. She's going to escape using these scissors in her pocket, so she's going to cut off all of her hair and escape.
And
so,
did she get out?
I don't know. That's up to the audience, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll find out right here, right now on JBTV.
Thank you so much for being here. We have one last song, and we just wanted to say a huge thank you to JBTV. This is our first recorded full live session that we've ever done. So thank you all for being here. Thank you so much for having us. This really means the world to us. This last song is called Grow Back.
Do y'all want to sing along?
Repeat after me. Let it grow back, let it grow back. 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 Silly, silly Mrs. May, she's got herself into trouble. 10 screws, they're never coming loose. They're running up and down the table. But she feels good, never upset. She's always been ill but able. She can run whenever she wants, and everyone knows she will. How she never could have. Smooth, silky lightning in the incandescent air. She's a cool, crazy killer, Mrs. May. What did you know? Ten men, emergencies at hand. They're running, got their jumper cables. But she feels good, never upset. She's always been ill but able. She can run whenever she wants, and everyone knows she will. How she never could have. Smooth, silky lightning in the incandescent air. She's a cool, crazy killer, Mrs. May. Why did you know?
can tell whose fault it's gonna be. Tinted walls and a shuttered sprawl, and it's hard to plain to see. If you keep moving, you'll get it back, and now it's gotta take you away. If you feel good, tell them quick, now it's gotta take you away.
Stay tuned. We're giving away some signed set lists and posters. And you got some new songs you're writing on the road now? Or what are you doing?
We are writing a lot of new music. Mm-hmm. We're really excited to record, hopefully, in January.
So have you tested any of them out on the road? Like
we have. Yeah. Yeah.
Our managers love when we test out.
To the chagrin
out,
so. Of our managers.
Well, you can see the audience reaction, you know, to it. And it means a lot.
And
know?
Also, like, as I found out, like, if I were to record our album songs right now, my voice has just, like, kind of adapted to the songs. And I'd sing them, I think, 10 times better. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think performing live is so, like, you need to do that before you actually record mm-hmm. it, because, like, that's, you're going to give such a different energy when you're performing live
right.
than if you're just going to record it at your home.
Right. So. I think that's what I like doing our shows like this, because for your first television appearance, you guys know how to rock and roll.
Thank
and
you.
It sounded awesome. Thank and it was you. Great. So, yeah, I mean, wow. Well, anyhow, stay tuned. We have a lot more music on this edition of JBTV. Do we have another music video of yours we could play?
Yeah. We got the music video for Growback.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was a really fun one. We actually rented out a space in New York City. It was our second time trying to film this video.
First time didn't go that well?
First time was fine, but we actually recorded Growback like a year before we released it, and it just sounded completely different.
Yeah, you gotta have the latest and greatest.
Exactly, yeah. So it was fun because we were like kind of in like midtown New York City, and like there's just like huge like glass windows, so like everyone was like looking in, and I was in like a little straitjacket. Wow. And they're all like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "Oh, this is cool."
Was it a real straitjacket?
It was like Amazon, like it was like $50. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did they actually tie you up in it?
There was for a little bit.
Did you try to do the getting out of it? Okay.
That's what I do in the videos. Yeah. Like I keep shaking.
Did you get out of it?
I think so. I don't remember.
Yeah, right. At the end.
Yeah.
We had to like throw it back on him and pretend to tie it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, this is a funny scene because it's like I'm in a straitjacket for like 90% of the video, and then when I do my cello solo, I'm just like in a regular outfit. It's like, all right, whatever.
You have the pocket cello.
It was low budget, so.
Got herself into trouble. 10 screws, they're never coming loose. They're running up and down the table. But she feels good, never upset. She's always been ill but able. She can run whenever she wants, and everyone knows she will. How she never cut her hair. Smooth as silky lightning in the incandescent air. She's a cool, crazy killer, this is me. What they don't understand is that she's almost already dead.
Let it grow back, let it grow back. Let it grow back, let it grow back. Let it grow back, let it grow back. We'll be right back.
silly Mrs. May, she's got herself into trouble. 10 men, emergencies at hand, they're running, got the jumper cables. But she feels good, never upset, she's always been ill but able. She can run whenever she wants, and everyone knows she will. How she never cut her hair, smooth, silky lightning in the incandescent air. She's a cool, crazy killer, Mrs. May. What they don't understand is that she's getting better, she's a little rocket, and she's really got it caught. It's all better, run or else we're gonna get it.
Let it grow back, let it grow back. Let it grow back, let it grow back.
Instruments do you have?
Cellos. How many cellos? Okay, so I have my 3/4 size cello that was made in like 1850. That's like, yeah, that's like a prized possession.
That just stays at home.
That stays at home.
Yeah, it's not allowed out.
My full size one I got, it was made by this guy called like Baudour. I think that was like, he was some French guy in like 1970-ish. That's like my classical cello. I bought the cello I used on stage today. It was like $400 from this guy on Facebook Marketplace who just like never played cello for like 20 years. And like his dad got it for him when he was in high school. Steal of a deal because it's a great cello. So I have that one. I have my white electric cello, which was $400 from Stag. And then NS Design, Ned Steinberg. I think it's Steinberger. He just endorsed me, so I got one of their fretted 5-string cellos.
That's awesome.
It is so cool, because I can always be in tune then. I don't have to worry about it.
And how about you for drums? Do you have a drum sponsor yet? Or?
Dream Cymbals. I'm endorsed by Dream Cymbals, and they've been amazing to me.
You've got this gigantic cymbal there, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I walked in, and I was just like, I saw these cymbals. I'm like, you mean I get them for cheaper? And I just started hitting them all. But, yeah, I mean, they're amazing to me and everything. And, yeah, also Fender hooks us up a lot too, so that's been great for all of us.
Yeah. And how about you? You have any new guitars and stuff? Or?
Yeah, the one that I actually played today is pretty new. I got it in December. It was my most recent purchase. But like he was saying, we do get a Fender deal that's pretty nice. It's kind of through our managers and stuff. Like they help us get it, but yeah, we get like a really good discount on guitars. So I went out and I bought that one. It was still quite a bit of money, but it was like a really good deal. So I bought it. And then my manager was like, well, you got this deal.
here's another guitar. And I was like, all right. So I just started buying guitars, and I was like, I got to stop.
So how many do you have now?
In total, I have, like, I think 7. Mm-hmm. And then I have one that is a 6-string baritone guitar. So it's like a bass, but it's a 6-string bass, mm-hmm. kind of. That's like a Squire, but that was just like a last-minute purchase. It was super cheap, and I'm still trying to play around with it. I don't know if I'll bring it out on the road one day.
What about your Nickelback guitar?
Oh, God. Yeah, I have a Stratocaster that I got when I was like 12. I think my parents won it at a raffle. I was maybe 12 or 13, but that was the one I used to tour with before I bought this Telecaster, and it was signed by Nickelback.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I brought it on the road with me, and I accidentally smudged off all the signatures for one. But you can see, like, it's kind of like discolored, so you can still see, like,
chilling in between the dials, probably.
Yeah, I don't know whose signature is what, but there's only one left on there, mm-hmm. and I don't know. Some say that would bring the value up, some say it would bring it down. So,
but you're not selling it, so
I'm
it doesn't
selling
matter.
It, yeah. No, it's still a great guitar.
When did you start playing guitar?
I started when I was 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother started lessons, and I was like, well, I want to be like him. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, I want to, like, it seemed like a cool thing to do, and so I started, and then he quit, like, after, like, 2 months or something. We both had, like, 2 different teachers, so he wasn't enjoying it. I absolutely love my guitar teacher, so I just kept it up, mm-hmm. and then I quickly found that, like, it was what I love to do.
Wow. Isn't that how amazing little things like that? You think the person that's going to be the guitar player doesn't.
Yeah.
But at least it stayed in the family, so it worked out good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, cool. Stay tuned for more music right here, right now on JBTV with the Happy Fits.
I go 40 down to 50.
Well, there you go, the JBTV podcast, where music and conversation is always number one. Thank you for being on JBTV.
Thank you so
what
much.
A great band.
Thank you so much,
you blew us away for their first television appearance of all time right here on JBTV. And let me say, I love it when it's the first, because this is the best time. This is like seeing the Beatles in the Cavern Club. Only we got a full high definition. Yeah, you know, if you guys would have taped more than one camera, you know how, anyhow. So till next time, it's Jerry Bryant saying bye-bye, stay high, but of course, keep on rocking and rolling with the best music, the best artists, and are always right here on JBTV, like the Happy Fits. Well, there you go, the JBTV podcast, where music and conversation is always number one. Thank you for being on JBTV.
Thank you so
what
much.
A great band.
Thank you so much,
you blew us away for their first television appearance of all time right here on JBTV. And let me say, I love it when it's the first, because this is the best time. This is like seeing the Beatles in the Cavern Club. Only we got a full high definition. Yeah. You know, if you guys would have taped more than one camera, you know how, anyhow. So till next time, it's Jerry Bryant saying bye-bye, stay high, and but of course, keep on rocking and rolling with the best music, the best artists, and are always right here on JBTV, like the Happy Fits. There you go, the JBTV podcast, where we bring you the best music, the best interviews, and it's all unscripted and totally unrehearsed. Follow us on all the social media and spread the word. This is JBTV Music Television, the JBTV podcast. JBTV.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.